I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. They call it the fish of a thousand casts. An ongoing study on the muskie in West Virginia reveals the mountain state's waters may be as good as it gets for catching one of these amazing game fish. We'll talk more about it right after this.
We know the future of hunting depends on our nation's youth. But did you know that in many states, it's illegal for you to take your son or daughter hunting until the age of 12 or even older? As a result, we have fewer young hunters, and the Families Afield program is designed to eliminate those barriers. Hunting is safe, and the safest hunters afield are young people with adult mentors. Visit our website at familiesafield.org to find out how you can bring more families afield.
The muskie lunge, or muskie for short, is one amazing fish. These creatures can grow to an enormous size and sit high atop the aquatic food chain in any body of water. They are a trophy fish to catch no matter what their size. But on two specific waters in West Virginia, the catch rates are very high.
There's probably more muskies per acre in our waters here than in those other waters. We're now getting catch rates for electrofishing approaching 3 fish per hour, which is really respectable. And if you look at the number of fish in Middle Island Creek per acre, or however you want to rate it, I would assume that we have probably more fish in our waters than they do in northern areas. And that's probably because we have warmer water and are also the forage base in a stream like Middle Island Creek is loaded with suckers and other fish that muskies can eat, but they mainly eat suckers, and there's probably 7 or 8 species of suckers in Middle Island Creek.
Scott Morrison there with the West Virginia DNR. If they're so plentiful, though, why are they such a rare catch?
They're very particular fish, okay? Whereas something like a northern pike is pretty aggressive and it'll hit anything, a muskie is a little more particular about what it's eating, and a lot of muskie anglers, if you talk to them, you'll notice that they see fish that don't strike, and they will actually follow a lure and not strike.
The DNR is in the final year of a 5-year study on muskie populations on the Buchanan River and Middle Island Creek. Morrison says that research is revealing some interesting findings about the ever-elusive muskie.
We've tagged probably over 300 muskie so far and recaptured probably 100 of those fish. And when we recapture them, we're able to determine growth rates and movement. Throughout this project, we're finding that apparently male muskies move a lot more than female muskies. And also females grow faster than males.
Once the research findings from the 5-year study are finalized, the DNR is expected to make some decisions on the future of the muskie. And among the plans, adding West Virginia's Coal River and Fishing Creek to the stocking list of fingerling muskies for the next 5 years. Morris believes that if the muskies are put into those waters, they will thrive, and after 5 years, start reproducing naturally. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.